Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Cat's Path. So, very exciting today. If you recall last week, I told you I was going to have a guest today, which in fact I do. I have delivered. I've been wanting to have a guest for a really long time, and I finally have a guest. So, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Yeah. So, this guest today, my very first special guest, is my brother Colton. And I've got some questions for him, and we're really just gonna jump right into it. So, Colton, is there anything you want to say right off the bat? Anything to introduce yourself or anything?
No, thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Okay, so he's in high school. He's 3 years younger than me. So, that's close in age, but also kind of a gap as far as like what we experience. And he's a boy and I'm a girl, so we experience things a little differently. So, the first question I have for you, since we're just gonna go ahead and jump right in, is what did you think high school was going to be like as a middle schooler? Like what when you're graduating from eighth grade. What were you picturing high school to be like for you? Because I had already been there, but what were you thinking about?
I really thought it was going to be a much more of a bigger gap. Like, I was going to move into freshman year and it was going to feel like it was a high school. I guess feel like more of a movie, but it never felt like that. And even as I've, like, now I'm a junior, so even going through the years, it kind of just feels like I'm just in different classes now. It doesn't feel like I'm a junior and, like, it doesn't feel like the freshmen are freshmen. It just kind of feels like they're other kids. So that's something that I wasn't expecting because. You know, how it's always like portrayed to you is like the seniors like hate the freshmen and everything like that. And maybe just where I'm around, but I don't really see a lot of that. So, but I definitely thought it was going to be a lot more of a bigger change than what it ended up being. So I think that was a big part of it.
Kind of like when you think like you emerge into high school and it's like you're a whole different person and it's like like you kind of enter the doors and you're just like this is about to be my school, and it's really nothing like movies.
Yeah, and also it could just be a type of person who I am because I'm not a very loud person. I like to stay quiet. So it could also be that. But I still just really thought it was going to be a lot. Like you said, it was going to be like I'm going to walk in, I'm going to be a different person. But I walked in and out the same person for the past few years. So.
Gotcha. And what did you hope to experience or get done like in going into high school? Still as a like a middle schooler, what did you picture you would do or get to experience?
I thought I'd get to experience like maturing a little bit more and like have just kind of a day where I felt more of a almost 17-year-old junior, but I haven't really gotten that yet. So that's something I was kind of expecting to happen, but never really happened. So, you know.
Did you expect just kind of like an instant like personality change kind of as soon as you got to high school?
Yeah, I think I kind of just made myself think that like once I walk into high school, I'm gonna just be like a cooler person, I guess, and just be a lot different than how I was in middle school. But I mean, it's still school at the end of the day, so I guess that's just why.
How it is.
Yeah.
But was there anything you were like hoping, anything cool, probably what you would get from movies that you wanted to experience or like thought you would?
I thought I'd get to experience a lot more fights, but I've only seen one, and it was a very boring fight. So, you know, something like that. Just kind of just those high school experiences I guess you think you're gonna have, like, which is just a question you asked me, but something like that, you know? But,
Gotcha.
and also the school that we go to, we don't use lockers, so we never got that experience that, like we were told. So,
Yeah.
yeah, that's something I was missing out on.
Yeah, I agree. I missed out on it too. And how did you think your friendships could go? Did you think you were going to hold on to every single one of them? Did you think you were going to lose all of them, or you'd make new friends a lot more quickly? Like, how did you think the friendships you had or were going to have, how did you picture that?
That's not really something I thought about. But they always told us that like the friends you have now aren't gonna be the same friends you're gonna have then. Although I do have those same friends and we are still close, but I definitely made a lot more friends a lot faster than I did in middle school. But I still stayed friends with pretty much at least 90% of all the same friends I was with in middle school. So, but that wasn't really something I was worried about 'cause they're my friends, so
I just thought of a question, but I lost it. So we'll just move on until it comes back to me. So, how is high school actually going, in your opinion? Everything.
The schoolwork is just extremely boring, so there's not much, there's not much interesting things about it anymore. I don't have any problems with any of my teachers. I think I've had decent teachers. I've obviously had teachers that aren't decent, but I kind of just walk in and walk out. So, yeah.
Does that like disappoint you in a way that it's not more exciting or it's not as cool as like actually going through it? You've been in high school for 3 years now, right? You're a junior. So does that like somewhat bother you that it's not cool in any way and it's just like another school?
No, not really. It used to, I think, but now it just kind of, I just look forward to going home when I get there. So I look forward to driving home more than being home, but, I definitely like, I mean, I do like school 'cause I mean, my friends are there and, I do like being at school, but it's still just another, I walk in, I walk out. So.
Gotcha. Has there been anything that you've experienced that you didn't actually plan for? Or you did plan for and it did happen? Or is there anything like once you got there and you experienced that, you were like, I did not know that was part of it?
I think finding the right people to be friends with, because there are like some people who like are your friend but they're not your friend. So just kind of finding the right friends, I think. And I was told that too, but it's different when you're in the moment. So that's pretty much the only thing though, I think.
Did the different did the different lingo bother you?
The different lingo.
Like the commons instead of like the lunchroom?
Oh yeah, that I still think that's stupid because it's not. Yeah, I so
Yeah,
yeah.
that's fair. So what does your friend situation look like now? I know you said you held on to like a good portion of your old middle school friends. What type of new friends do you have? Do you like them? Not saying that you like them more than the friends you have than you had back then, but do these how do these people like these new friends affect your high school journey?
So like I said, I have the friend group that I've been friends with since fourth grade, and they're my more, I guess, more subtle friend group, I guess. And then my other friend group, and they kind of just became my other friend group because I have classes with them and I have lunch with them, and the others I don't, so it's harder to stay super close friends, but not still not lose that friendship. But I think the other friend group is more of a not subtle friend group. They're more of like the typical, more common friend group, I guess. They're a lot more fun to be around. Even though I do like being around my other friend group, it's still more, it's fun to be with them. And then I also have like friends that are just like a single friend, you know? Like it's not in a group. I'm personally friends with them. So I have a few of those. And then obviously have acquaintances in class. So yeah.
Are your friends now like a different type of person than
Yeah.
like your middle school friends?
So I think one friend group is one side of me and one friend group is another side of me, if that makes sense. I'm able to, you know, that kind of sounds weird, but I'm able to like, you know,
No, that makes sense.
you know,
Like,
show, you know, yeah, show different, not sides of myself, 'cause that's weird,
you
but
kind of have like friends for like friend groups or one-on-one friends for like all of your hobbies and your interests. Like, you have a friend group for, I don't know, like your car stuff, and another friend group for like your video game
Yeah, and
stuff.
that's what I mean. That's 'cause I can't, you know, relate with my initial friend group 'cause they're not really into cars, but I'm able to more with my other friend group and with a couple of my other personal friends. So I think it makes it easier to, and I think that's what I meant when it means more fun, because I'm able to be more included, I guess. And of course I still like, you know, things that the other friend group likes too, but it's also, that's not my main hobby, so it's a lot. It's,
Nicer having a friend group for your active like interest. I gotcha. Do you think your oh, sorry, I had another question. So what do you still want to experience? Because you have 1 year left in high school pretty much as a senior. So what is there, what do you still want there to be time for you to experience? And this can be like, it can be like movie stuff, you know? Because I mean, technically it could happen. So is it just anything that you're still like, I hope that happens to me, or I hope I still get the opportunity to do that?
I think that's kind of a hard question.
Do you want to do like a senior prank?
Yeah, I do want to kind of do something that
Gets me in trouble.
yeah, it gets me in trouble and like everyone like hears about, and then they just like see me in the hallway like, yo, you know, something like that, but not as dramatic, I guess. So, but yeah, something like that would be cool.
Okay. And there's still, you know, a whole year, a lot can happen. So do you think, well, first, what's your dream job? And we'll go into what was like your dream job as like an elementary school kid, a middle school kid, and where you're at now. What do you think you want to do with your life?
I don't think I really have a dream job. I just have a job that I know I want to do. So it's not really a dream anymore. It's more of a, I'm going to do this job, and that's to be a master technician.
And what is that? Like, describe that a little
It's
bit.
just a mechanic, but a highly educated one. So preferably I'd want to be one for BMW, because that's my favorite car brand. So yeah, and it's not the typical way of like going through a normal college. It's going through a trade school to get there, but it's a lot faster of a process, and you don't get into so much debt. So, that's something that that's the job that I would like to do.
And what did you think your job was going to be like as a middle schooler?
As a middle schooler,
Or did you have one?
I don't think I really had one. I don't think I really cared about that then. And it's still not really something I necessarily care about. It's just something that I know I have to do, and it's a job that I want to do. So I think it's not really a dream job. It's just the job that's gonna have to be done. So
Just because it like interests you the most.
yeah, it interests me the most, and I see a lot of success in it. So yeah, but I've never really had like a dream job that like I've wanted to do forever, and when I did, it didn't really last for a long time and changed, because I've wanted to be a chef too, but now that's more of a hobby. So, and I like it more as a hobby because it's very difficult to be a chef. So,
And I think we both have that, because, like, for me, being a game warden, it's not necessarily even a dream job for me anymore. It's just like, this is what I'm gonna do.
Right.
It's not like, I mean, and I guess that does make it a dream job. Like, if this is what you're gonna be working towards,
Yeah.
it's.
It just doesn't feel like how a dream job did when, like, you were in middle school or something like
Yeah, it's
that.
not like, I wanna be an astronaut. It's like, I am going to be, what, a master technician?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's what you just know what you're gonna do. Is that subject to change at any point?
I hope not, because now it's too late because I'm already taking classes that are what's the word
For that career?
for that career,
So are you just from this point on going to do everything in your power to get to that job? Like, you don't feel like there's another option until, like, pretty much just like at the end of the day, that's the career you're gonna have, and you are just gonna do everything you can to get to that point.
I think for the most part, yes. It's not, I wouldn't say set in stone, but it almost is. And I think one more year and it's gonna have to be because at this point it's almost too late to change. It's obviously never too late to change, but it's gonna be a lot more difficult to change. And I don't really see myself doing anything else, but as of right now, I am focusing on doing that and making sure I can do that by getting, all the
Qualification.
qualifications I can.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's honestly, I'm in the same spot. Like, when I was in senior year and I started law enforcement, and I realized he just popped his back. I could hear it. And I started law enforcement, and then like game warden came up. I'm like, okay, that's like, I don't really need to think anymore. I'm just gonna do everything that I need to do to get me there. So I get that. So since that's the job you want to do you think you're on track for that?
I think
Like,
so.
as of right now.
Excuse me.
Dude, I do it like every episode. It's
Okay,
fine.
I apologize. Yeah, I think I'm definitely set to do that, and I think I'm, obviously,
Like, on the right track.
yeah, 100%, I'm on the right track. And my shop teacher, Mr. Navarro, a little shout out. He's definitely expressed to me that I'm on the right track and that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So yeah, I feel confident in myself too, which helps a lot. But I think I'm 100% on the right track.
And is there anything else? So what's your next step? Let's say you graduate high school. What's your next step from there?
Finding a location for the trade school I want to go to. It's called UTI, Universal Technical Institute.
Not urinary tract infection.
No, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah, it wasn't the best name choice on their part, but yeah. So it's that, and they have a bunch of different locations, but not all of them have the BMW certification that you can take. So, there's one in Houston, there's one in California, Miami. I think there's another one, but I'd probably end up going to Houston because I don't want to move to California. Miami is tempting. But yeah, and also my sophomore shop teacher, Mr. Merriman, another
Another shout
shout
out.
out. He used to work at UTI. He was a teacher for Mercedes for the students there. So, he's helped me out a lot and help me make sure I'm on the right track there too. So, UTI does know that I'm interested. So I have to pursue that a little bit more, but right now, since it's getting to the close to the end of the year, I just need to focus on making sure I pass. So, and I just took the my last STAR test
Ever.
ever, if I pass. So, the history STAR test.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, so the next step would be finding a trade school for me to go to. And UTI isn't the only option. It's my personal favorite option because they have a BMW certification, so you can graduate a master BMW technician. Other ones like Lincoln Tech, and there's another one that's even worse. They don't have those specific certifications. They do for some things, but not for BMW.
Right.
So that's why I've kind of been set on UTI, and I like UTI. It's like, I guess it's like going to a nice college. You know, you find the college you want to go to, and even though there's others that are cheaper and probably the same education, you just want to go there because it's
It just
just,
it fits your
yeah,
needs.
it
I
fits my
mean, if you
needs.
want something specifically.
Yeah, and I do know a couple people who have graduated from UTI,
Yeah.
and I mean, they're not going to tell me otherwise because they work for UTI, but they said it was worth it, so. But.
I know a few people who went to UTI as well. One of them works at Ford. No, Chevy.
Chevy?
Huffines. You know who I'm talking about? Our neighbor.
Our neighbor. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need to talk to him next time I see him. If
Yeah.
I ever see him.
And then the other one works at Audi.
Yeah.
So,
So.
that's
Chose the
cool.
wrong place to work at, but yeah.
Right. So here, since we'll give you a little bit of talking time, why do you like BMW?
So,
What makes BMW your favorite?
other than it just being the best, they're really a driver's car, especially the older ones. The newer ones, they're losing their touch a little bit, not gonna lie. Still better than Audi and way better than Mercedes. I'm not gonna say they're better than Porsche, but I'm not gonna say they're worse than Porsche because Porsche doesn't make, you know, the same type of cars that BMW does. So, but it's ultimately the luxury, the performance, now the reliability wasn't always reliable. If you took care of them and drove them right, they were, but most people didn't. But they like that people like their cars. And they obviously do like making money off their cars, but there was a time in the early 2000s where they were making so much money, they were spending a lot of money developing cars that they knew weren't going to make money just because they wanted more of their cars on the road. So, you know, they really, and their history is really cool. They have a lot of history, a lot of deep history, and they constantly like to bring that up. But yeah, and their power plants are really good. Their drivelines are really good. Their handling is really good. A lot of people get it mistaken for like the steering wheel feel and the handling. Like you might be able to feel the road with the steering wheel better now that we have electronic steering, but that doesn't mean it has great handling. But BMW still has both. So, and a lot of aftermarket support. So.
I just thought of this question as you were talking. Would you ever design your own car?
I have.
Oh,
Yeah.
have you?
Not recently, so I'm not gonna bring it up, but
You, but would you?
I think I would. I think it'd be cool too.
I think I had this the idea the other day. I saw something, I think it was on TikTok. I think it might have been Audi or something. Some company recently made a car by women for women. Have you heard about that? It's like everything is super, super simplified. And it's like gas cab. Like it tells you
That's
and it gives
funny.
you like the instructions at a gas station, like what to do.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I was like, a car made by girls for girls. What about a car made by Texans for Texans?
That would
And
be
it
really
like
cool.
helps because you know Texas heat, all
Yeah.
of that stuff. It was like a Texas, or I mean, it could start at like a Texas thing, obviously, because we're from Texas. And it was like make it like super heat, you know, like take
Yeah.
the features of Texas and like work with that.
Yeah.
How cool would that
That would
be?
be pretty cool. I never really thought about it. But yeah,
I
that would
just
be.
thought about that, you know, like
Yeah.
something to adapt to like the really awful heat
Yeah.
and.
And the weather, constant weather changes and the
Right, like
hail.
hail proof.
Yep. That would
Yeah.
help. North
Tornado
Texas.
proof.
That would help North Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually really quite. I never thought about that.
I thought about that recently. I gotta figure out more about that girl's car.
Yeah.
I don't remember everything about it, but is there anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I think, you know, high school is definitely, it's been cool. I've liked it a lot more than middle school. I wouldn't want to go back to middle school, but I also wouldn't want to repeat high school. So, but I definitely liked it a lot more than than middle school. I like the school I go to now. And I do like school. I just don't always like the work, obviously, because it's work and I don't like doing work unless it's work that I want to do. So, and that's not work I want to do. So, but yeah, I do like high school and it's definitely a lot different than I thought it was going to be, but I don't think I'd change it. And I can still change it now because I still have a year left. So, but I think for the most part, it was what I expected and what I didn't expect. So, but yeah, I do like it.
Good. Well, I really appreciate you coming on here as my very first guest. I think this was a really good test run, but also what would you call this?
Good experience.
A good experience. It was a great experience. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm very happy you're here and that we I gotta have this little opportunity to give this a try. So we'll end if you're done.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. We'll end this on a note of social media reference. See if you can under see if you know what I'm
Okay.
referencing, okay? Dream guest on my podcast? Have you seen
Yeah.
that? Anyways, that's what I was gonna say the whole thing, but do you
Do
know
you
who
want
I'm
me to
talking?
ask you the question, then you can answer?
Oh yeah, sure.
Jojo, who would you want to be on your who would you want to be on a guest a surprise guest on your podcast?
Dream guest on my podcast? Let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Oh.
We'll end
Yeah.
it on that note.
Okay.
Don't watch the Karma music video by JoJo Siwa. It will scar you. That's to the general public. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I've
Thank you,
enjoyed it.
everyone, for listening. We'll get back into topics next week. So, thank you so much for listening. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.